can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Now, look, I just say this because we're all this is a triumphant, I think that's a group of three. And Don, I just...
Hang on. What are we doing an interview? We've done two segments.
We're having a debrief about today.
The first meeting ever.
Yeah, well, because
we've had a debrief.
I don't think you were your ebullient self today. There were no quiz questions.
I've just come down. I'm doing other.
You're in a safe space, Don.
You're in a safe space, Don, where you're amongst friends. We don't mean to shanghai you, but honestly, we're meant to be convivial, congenial, the three of us, but I felt that maybe you thought we were too. I was too harsh on you, but Don.
So what are you on about?
Well, where were your quiz questions? You weren't.
Do
you know what you lack in life is humour?
No. Johnny.
Humour, Don.
It's
you
very
didn't
hard
laugh.
To get something in when you are on a roll.
But, Don, you didn't chortle. You didn't smile. Chortle. Could you give us a laugh?
What segment is this? What are you going to headline this segment?
Intervention.
I'm counselling you. Rocket.
Oh, you're counselling.
After the week I had to
you've
put
had
up with.
You've had plenty experience. You've been counselled a lot.
Could you sometimes smile, mate?
No.
Why don't you smile?
I've got other things on the go at the moment.
Well, when you're amongst friends, we are.
Oh, no, whoa. I've got other things going at the moment.
Well, what you got going?
I'll just let it.
See, that's the trouble.
Boil.
You sort of bottle everything up. Let yourself go a bit, mate.
No,
and
I've got
for
some
God's sake, smile.
Other issues.
You don't have any smile. The Rockets never knows if he's on tenterhooks.
Oh.
Not tenterhooks, tenterhooks.
Well, he wouldn't be the only one.
You remember the discussion we had about Blue Riband?
Who?
Didn't I have that discussion with
Is
you?
Is that a racehorse?
A Blue Riband event. Well, you know, it's not tenterhooks, it's tenterhooks. Did you know that?
Do you know what the bigger ones are called?
Big pun?
The bigger hooks.
Butcher's hooks.
Butcher's hooks. Tenter. Anyhow,
tenter hooks.
You've got us on tenter
wet.
Hooks.
Do you know how you... what's that?
W-H-E-T.
Exactly.
Yeah, wet your appetite.
Yes.
Don, you're not quizzing me on English, are you?
Don. No, you're very good at... You've got a retentive memory in some things.
You've got Rod and I on tenterhooks because you give us nothing, mate. I know. I've known you for years, and this charade of the warrior and the
listen. I've got to go.
Unemotional.
I've got to go.
Where have you got to go?
Just upstairs. I've just got to get out of here.
Don, you can't. You've got to hang it because Matty Johns didn't return our call, and Fatty's playing golf.
This is the third season.
Oh, so you're going to ask me about Cameron Smith?
Yeah. What do you think?
Okay, right.
Yeah, I'm really asking about your life and how you're going because you said, why do I drive up here to be abused by me or something, words to that effect.
Oh, did I?
You said that earlier today. You
did
don't
I
know
really?
Why you come up here to have the piss taken out of you by me. What?
I said that today.
And I've known you all my life and I know that you're a big fluffy pussycat amongst and beneath that tough exterior
Come
that you
on.
Like.
So what is the point of this episode?
Well, just to assure you that if we've got into you harshly today, it's only for the theatre of this this forum that we do.
You've got to be
that laugh. There you are. We've got a laugh out of him.
Jeez, you've got to be joking. Did you ever play football?
Give us a question.
Did you ever play football? Did you ever play football?
Not well.
I say you weren't subjected to locker room humour.
To what humour?
Locker room humour.
Is he saying to him or me?
To him.
All right.
What, you don't think
I'm talking to him.
Didn't know whether you were.
Yeah, you don't think I can handle... don't think I can handle humour.
Well, no, you're questioning me.
Yeah, I know. I was asking you to look as though you like enjoy life occasionally by smiling. You come in here, we spend 2 hours in here, and you never smile once,
Don. Well,
if
you had a guess,
it's off-putting.
If you'd done your work properly, you would have had a guess, so three hours would have
I tell you, I've rung
quickly.
Five people today.
Who have you rung?
Five. I'm not telling
That's
you.
That's four fingers, so how many's five?
No, I'm not telling you I've rung.
Well, who have you rung?
I just said it's...
Come on, no. I'd like to know the guests you tried. I suggested few. No,
because
few.
I only am not telling you because...
What, they knocked you all back?
No, they didn't knock me all back.
What about the musical conductor?
The conductor? Well, yes. The Rocket says he knows friends in the park.
I haven't seen him.
I'll tell you quite seriously.
After last week, after your display last week with the Rocket, I said, he's wiped us. He said, I'm not getting any people for the podcast and the conductor you can go and get fucked.
I didn't say that.
What about the conductor?
Well, the Rocket.
Why we're having a conductor, I don't know.
Well, but
who else did you try? Come on.
No, don't do that.
Why not?
Well, because we're still trying to get some of those
So I rang your mate, who you told me to ring, Hudson.
Yeah, what happened to Pete?
Well, we had Hudson last week.
Well done. No, Peter Hudson. The only people you ever suggest are the people that played for Hawthorn or on the committee. Your little circle of friends is... the people you used to abuse when you were the captain of the club, or there's no one else in your world.
Why didn't you call Hudson if that's the case?
There's no one in your world that's relevant besides the people you played with. You have no other exterior friends or influences or companions or anyone in the world, Don. You're such an insular person.
What's the story you're cooking up, Don?
That fellow Fitzsimmons. What was his name? The fellow that was playing 19.
You don't know his name either.
Oh, I don't know his name, and neither did you when the umpire.
That's correct.
Came around and that's you introduced correct. The players. That's he correct. Coached Ballarat.
Yes, that's correct.
And his name was what? He was 19th man this particular day. A teammate, and you didn't know.
No, he wasn't 19th man. He was actually in the side.
He was in the side. What was it? Fitzsimmons or Fitzsimmons?
No, I wouldn't. It's not worth saying, but I don't know why. Why?
Why? You didn't even know your teammates.
No, I didn't
know
that. You
were captain.
I didn't know that man, no.
No.
What's the story you're cooking up behind the scenes, Don?
Don't worry about that.
You've been on. Here's another thing. This
you're distracted.
This is the eccentricity of you. Every time you take a phone call, you have it on speakerphone.
Yeah, I caused it before. I didn't want you guys listening to what I was saying.
You didn't. I could hear every word you said. Well, why do you have it on speakerphone when you take a call?
So I don't get brain cancer.
Again?
You don't get...
Yeah, well, the mobile emits radiation.
And you're worried about global warming.
And I'm worried about my brain, holding it close to my brain.
So anyhow, Don.
So many lines there.
Have we been too harsh on you today? Have we?
Yeah.
When you leave here and you're getting that.
Don.
I'm going to go and blow my brains out.
We're sorry.
Don, don't say silly things like that, Don. We're sorry. We're apologising. We're big enough to apologise when asked to or when we think
we've... What are we going to name this segment?
Intervention.
Intervention.
Orders.
Hey?
Intervention orders.
When you get in that car,
when people have got a substance
abuse.
A substance abuse problem.
Yeah.
It's court order.
No, intervention. You know, like when somebody, we're worried about
counselling.
We're
rehab. Look at it as rehab, Don. When you get in that car of yours and drive home, what do you think about on the way home? Because you've got an hour and a half to fill in. What do you think about?
I've got to work the horses this afternoon.
That's all. Your whole life revolves around those pissy horses you've got locked up in your stadium.
Your life at the moment revolves around, what is it, the good ship Venus, and what's going to be fixed on it next? The bottomless pit.
Yeah, no, it's not.
How much above the original price has it cost you so far? It was a good buy.
I don't own it, as a matter of fact.
You don't own it?
No.
The good ship Venus. Why?
Do you know the story about the good ship? We're on the good ship Venus. Lugger. By Christ, you should have seen. You should have seen us.
The figurehead was a nude in bed,
sucking a red. Don.
The first mate's name was Saul.
Just to wind this up, Don. Yes, give us one of your questions on the Christmas gift that keeps giving. Just bring it out at random.
Okay, at random. I'll open the box. It's called. I've got to take a lesson off you. The book is. It was a Christmas present, John, that I received. It's called "I Wish I Didn't Know."
Right.
There are a series of questions.
Very risque.
Well, I don't
questions.
Know if they're risque, but
you don't. What the white stuff coming out your penis? That's not risque. And we said it could have been sick.
It's a fact. That is a fact. It's a condition. Well, they're obviously. Okay, well, I've just picked one, right?
Yep.
Just because you suddenly have an STD.
Yep. That can be a phone call or.
Yeah, I thought it was a phone call, and yep. then I thought about something else. That doesn't mean your partner cheated, your current partner cheated.
Yeah,
which of these diseases can take up to 3 months to show up on tests?
Yep.
I'll read it again. Just because you have an STD, that's sexually transmitted
as
disease.
As opposed to, what's STD with the phone call mean?
You've got an advantage
What's it mean?
Subscriber trunk dialing.
Okay. What was the other one? OCD. No, what was the other one? There was STD and overseas telecommunication, OTC?
Overseas communication.
Okay, just because you suddenly have an STD, that doesn't mean your current partner cheated. Which of these diseases can take up to 3 months to show up on tests? You ready? A, HIV.
HIV.
Thank you, Johnny.
Don't say H.
Thank you very, Johnny. Hepatitis C, hepatitis B, all of the above. So one of those diseases can take up to 3 months
to show up. I'll bow to you on this. You're the expert here.
It's just three.
You've got three choices or all of the above.
All of the above.
So which of these current diseases can take up to 3 months to show up in tests?
Yeah, all of them. Of course.
Okay, no, it is. Rod, what's yours?
All of the above, but you just said no, so now I'm going to say HIV.
No, HIV. It is C, hepatitis B.
What's the difference between that and A?
I do not know.
Bullshit. You blokes know. You guys were roaring in the 70s.
I tell you what does take a little while to show up. That's chlamydia. Because you had that. That's sexually transmitted from koalas.
Wow.
You had chlamydia.
I was very sick with chlamydia.
I know. Can I tell the story when I came down to the Mornington Hospital? He was dead. He was nearly. I walk in there. I go and I said, Don, it's your old friend.
No.
And he said,
you're never as animated in real life as you are on the mic.
Said, how are you, Don? He went, I said, Don, my old China, how are you? He said, I've been better. I'm just a bad fucked. I said, I can't hear you.
Is that Alan Searle?
What?
Alan.
Said, I've got lace, bugs and moths in the room here, and I think I've been got chlamydia from a... And the nurse came in, the nurse, and she said, look, he's a bit tired. He's just been on painkillers and he's just on antibiotics. So I said, what's the synopsis here, Don? He said, oh, what's that word mean? I said, how are you placed? What do you think's going to happen? He said, when? I said, no, mate, this is how the conversation... When? Well, I was saying, what do you think you're going to... How long do you think you'll be here? He said, beware. I said, oh, Jesus. I said, every question I had to answer it with another question. He said, I said, do you think that you're on the road to recovery?
What road?
Yeah, he said, what road's that? I said, oh, the East Link. He said, what? And anyhow, this... and she said, I said, how's the food? He said, yeah... I said, what did you have for lunch? He said, not a lot. I lost my appetite. I said, has anyone else been in to visit you? He said, no, I've got no friends. I said, well, I've come all the way down. This went on and on. I could have tape recorded it. We could have sold it on, could have put it on the fucking YouTube. So anyhow, so then I go outside and I ring up this friend of his. He's a very good doctor, woman. I said, now look, won't say name. I said, Don doesn't seem to be in great...
You don't remember it.
Don doesn't seem... I know her name exactly. Don doesn't seem to be in great spirits. She said, no, that's not... He never is. I said, no, but he's unusually low today. I've had to...
He never is.
Unusually, never is. Yeah, unusually. And I actually, I'm feeling for his welfare. And she said, yes. I said, well... I think we should get him up to the city, and not that there's anything wrong with the Mornington Hospital. Mind you, they were doing construction works right next to his room. I could hardly hear him myself speak, let alone him. There's jackhammers and...
Yeah, you're not wrong.
No, I know. I know.
6 o'clock it started in the morning.
Yeah, no. That's so. Anyhow, I said.
Okay, that's great.
So I come back in, and I just finished this. I come back in, and I said, I've spoken to the doc, and we're going to try and get you up to Melbourne. He said, yeah, get away from these fucking jackhammers. I said, well, mate, they've got to build a hospital so that people like you get a bit sick. They've got to actually have room to accommodate them. He said, what, at 6 in the morning, they start fucking going bang. I said, well, I know, so that that's why we've got to get you up to got to get you up to the city.
So, haven't you got anything else to do?
So anyhow, we get him up there and he took a turn for the better. And here he is fighting fit and laughing and up and about. It's Don, we could have lost you.
I wish I didn't know. If you met someone using a dating app, studies show that there's a 48% chance that this relationship will end this way. A, an email. B, getting ghosted, whatever getting ghosted means. C, face-to-face, or D, cheating.
Ghosted.
Oh, go email. It's text.
Well done, Johnny, an email.
Well, text, I would have said.
Well, an email.
No, I'd think text. They'd just say, fuck off. That's what that text would be. That's sort of
Well, you were right, an email.
Yeah, well, not a...
What is getting ghosted? What does that mean?
Well, when I was a young fella, ghosted... ghosted is when you just go missing. You just suddenly disappear. It was the opposite when I was a young bloke. A ghost was someone that...
When you were a young bloke? Yeah. How long ago was that, right?
20 years ago. It was... In the old days, ghosted was when you had a person who just haunted you, that wouldn't leave you
getting
alone.
Getting ghosted.
Yeah, it was when someone turned into a ghost. It meant they haunted you. Everywhere you turned up, they'd turn up. Oh, that's...
Did I belch? I am so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I belched. I would never do the other thing in public, but I did belch by mistake then. I'm sorry. All right. I did it again. Mate. I am so sorry. I've got wind. Don's upset me. Mate, he makes me
that's
nervous.
Disgusting.
You've censored a lot of things and you censored stuff last week. Can you censor that, please?
That's wrong.
That is just rude.
Can you cut that out? I'm sorry about that. Do you know what happens when he gets the better of me? I start to fret and I get a build-up of
gas,
intestinal gas in there, and sometimes it just...
You bring it up. Which intestine do you bring it up from?
Sorry, mate. That I'm going to have to stop. I can't continue.
Going for the large portions or small of intestine.
Say goodbye, Don.
Pardon?
What about the stomach? It's bypassing the stomach?
It's coming straight at me aort.
Night. I'm worried because you